The Ohio Valley is facing a surge in cases of severe black lung disease. The progressive disease can't be cured, but advocates and miners say access to benefits brings medical treatment that can help. Getting those benefits through federal or state programs can be challenging, and recent changes made it tougher for miners to qualify. Kentucky lawmakers last year eliminated radiologists from the process miners use to qualify for benefits. In West Virginia, a court decision made it harder for miners to file a claim. Now, advocates for black lung victims are rallying behind new legislation in West Virginia, which they say can help sick miners. Five bills aim to make qualifying for state benefits easier and to provide benefits to miners who have early-stage black lung.
So we want to simplify a black lung program here in West Virginia to where West Virginia, the state, can take care of its own and give them what they're due, what they're entitled to, what they've worked for.
Charles Dixon is with the United Mine Workers of America, Local 1440 in Matewan, West Virginia. He was one of dozens of miners who rallied at the Capitol Wednesday in support of the black lung bills. One bill with bipartisan support is Senate Bill 260. Co-sponsored by two doctors, it would change the law to allow miners to receive partial disability awards if they are diagnosed with the disease. Miners diagnosed with early-stage black lung would qualify for 20 weeks of benefits. Another proposed bill would create a $300 monthly benefit for West Virginia miners with at least 10 years of coal dust exposure. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.